I'm Norman Gilliland here with Cindy Schuster, and many of you, I realize there's only one of you, but I mean many out there are with us, with you, listening to old-time radio drama this Sunday night and calling in, and we're having a great couple of hours of support for old-time radio drama. You're hearing the phone ring back there in Pledge Central as soon as somebody calls 1-800-383-9772. You can also track progress going to the web at WPR.org. We'll be at it. This is our last hour for old-time radio for a long time as far as asking for your support. So I hope you'll take this chance to weigh in with your support of old-time radio by making that phone ring back there. And, you know, some of those people back there in Pledge Central could drag themselves in to answer the phones, and it sounds like some of them did. I hope you can take just a minute to make the call and put old-time radio on the map for another year. But make the phones ring. Boy, did it sound great about 15 minutes ago before we went into the life of Riley. So many calls coming in at the same time on the web pledges. Remember, if you want to do the web pledge, it's WPR.org. We have just an hour left in this show to ask you to call and to invite you at the $120 level to get the member benefit card, which gives you the 2-for-1 dining at all those places, more than 250 of them around Wisconsin, and 30 or so museums and concerts that you get 2-for-1 admission to. But make the phones ring before we go back to Riley. And we have been hearing from interesting people in interesting places lately.
Yeah, we heard from Wayne and Spooner a few minutes ago, a little while ago. He says he thinks radio is the way to go. He doesn't watch much television, so of course, I guess
this is the place for you.
Old time radio is television for the mind. After that, we heard from Chris in Delavan, and he's been a long time listener and decided it was time to pledge. And
thank
so,
you, Chris,
we invite you, if you think you've been, kind of waiting for the right moment to pledge, now would be a great time for you to call 1-800-383-9772 and make that pledge and share your story, so we can share it with all of your fellow listeners here on Old Time Radio Drama on the Ideas Network. We also heard from Robert and Cheryl and Nina. They had an interesting thought to share, didn't they, Norman?
They did indeed, Cynthia. They said that, they picked up on something that I mentioned last night, and I mentioned from time to time. Of course, who knows why any given person listens to old-time radio and enjoys it, but one reason I suggest is that in between the lines, there's a lot to be learned about how people thought and lived back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and early 60s in terms of, yes, the commercials give you insight into what people were thinking about. Lanolin was really big concern back in the 50s. Sure, you're hair is shiny,
yeah,
with enough lanolin in there. Or, be young and fair and debonair. I really don't know if Pepsi did that for a lot of people, but if it made them feel more young and fair and debonair, great.
And sociable, apparently.
And sociable, that's right. And, of course, the pulling together during World War II when people were asked to do what they could to further the cause of the war effort, whether it was to buy savings bonds or to collect their paper and their fat, and their scrap metal. You would hear at the end of comedies these very sincere appeals from like Fibber McGee and Molly, mm-hmm, and from any number of people, actually. Gildersleeve, of course, asking people to do what they could. And sometimes the cereal companies would even say, well, you may be a little kid, but you can still be there for America by being a strong little kid and eating our cereal. Well, okay. some of those were maybe a little bit questionable, but nonetheless, they gave you great insight into what people were thinking about and the way they were talking back then, sometimes for better, sometimes for worse, but it does give you a good reflection of the way people thought back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s in this country. So that's one reason that people, I think, enjoy old-time radio, and Robert and Cheryl picked up on that.
Okay, and, it may or may not be sociable to drink Pepsi. We don't know. Maybe it was back in whatever year this show came out. But we think it's sociable to support Wisconsin Public Radio. And so we ask you to do that right now by calling 1-800-383-9772 and sharing your contribution of any amount with us. Or you can log on to our website at WPR.org and contribute there.
But make those phones ring in this last hour of our asking for this fiscal year and for quite a number of moons for Old Time Radio. This is the time to call in and weigh in for Old Time Radio. Thanks for Donald in Arcadia, who says he just enjoys listening to Old Time Radio drama. That's great. I mean, you don't have to have a particularly clear reason for that. Sometimes we just enjoy things without thinking too much about it. But he called in, and thank you for that pledge, Donald.
And we heard from Melinda, and I'm unfortunately unfamiliar with her town there, but she's celebrating her new home computer network by listening to old-time radio drama on her laptop. And so she says, what's old is new again, and she's listening to the radio on the internet. And of course, you can always do that at WPR.org. We always stream our live programs there. And another feature of our website is MP3 downloads of our programs. Probably not old-time radio drama because of copyright reasons, but our talk shows are available online for any amount. You don't have to pledge a specific dollar amount to gain access to these MP3 downloads, but just becoming a member simply at any level, you will have unlimited access for an entire year to all of these MP3 downloads at WPR.org.
Yeah, there's many programs, of course, in addition to old-time radio. And we hope that you'll call in and support them as well. But right now, of course, your vote will cast for Old Time Radio when you call 1-800-383-9772. Your phone rings round the world showing support for Old Time Radio for even those listening, you know, out there online. And each call counts, and we need 17 more to get to our goal for this hour. We did very nicely last hour, and I hope that this hour will be the same level of success, because it's our last shot at it. You know, at 10 o'clock we'll be going to the, let's see, Hall of Fantasy, and so that's going to be Hall of Fantasy and then Captain Midnight in there too, and we'll hope to hear from you between now and then so that we can wrap this thing up in style, supporting Old Time Radio with your call to 1-800-383-9772.
1-800-383-9772, the number to call. You know, making a pledge is quick and easy if you've never done it before. Volunteers will help you through the process and make it as painless as possible, as we say.
No pain at all, in
that's,
fact.
That's right. In fact, you're going to feel good doing it. So call 1-800-383-9772. You choose how much you want to pledge. You choose the way in which you want to pay for that pledge, and we will help you along the way. 1-800-383-9772. We also heard from Nancy in Madison, and she loves old-time radio drama. She finds it more entertaining than any film or movie.
Well, thank you, Nancy. And I think probably the reason for that would be that it is, as Stephen Vincent Benet said, theater of the mind. And that means that you are conjuring the images. And how strong is your imagination? Well, I suppose an imagination, like any other muscle, requires a workout, you know, and the more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. And old-time radio certainly can, you know, stretch your imagination. You consider something we heard not too long ago, You Are There, for example, with The Last Day of Pompeii, and you could feel Vesuvius erupt, and you could see these Romans, you know, in the midst of their games, scattering like ants, and a very evocative half hour. It just shows you how much you can pack into a half an hour of sound, and then how much you, the listener, bring to it. And we, of course, do it over and over again on a Sunday night, whether it's You Are There or The Life of Riley. We all conjure our own images for these things, so we're participants in the creation of these radio plays, and I hope that you will participate just one little bit more by making that phone call. We need 16 more, if my count is right, between now and 10 o'clock, and we'll be going back to Riley shortly, so I hope you will call. And don't forget the web pledge also. That's WPR.org.
And again, that phone number, if you wish to call us, 1-800-383-9772. Making a pledge is easy. We offer a variety of options, payment options. You can receive a bill in the mail by check. If you want to save us a little bit of money and a little bit of paper, why not consider charging your credit card? We accept all major credit cards. And we also offer an option called electronic funds transfer, where we take money out of your checking account each month. You tell us how much you want to give each month. We make sure we do it without, you know, bothering you. You don't have to think about it. We'll just take care of it for you.
It's that no pain thing again.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So call us at 1-800-383-9772, and our volunteers will walk you through those options and do what suits your lifestyle.
15 more calls to go. We're going to go back to the life of Riley, but I hope you will call. Remember, just 48 more minutes left of Old Time Radio pledge for this entire drive, and we hope to finish it in grand style, sending out a signal to the world that says, yes, we enjoy listening to Old Time Radio. And so we will hope that you'll be one of those to call in. Whatever the pledge amount, remember, it can be a $5 pledge or a $500 pledge. We've seen, I think, $1,000 pledges, etc. You pick the amount. Average pledge is right around 100, and maybe 120 is a good way to go for that member card, where you get all the 2-for-1 dining and concert tickets and museum admissions, that kind of thing. So 1-800-383-9772 is the way to go, or you can go to the web at WPR.org. Thanks for going either way. It sounds great when you make that music on the radio this Sunday night. And now we're going to go back to the rife of Riley to spoonerize it a little bit. Gambling Doesn't Pay, from April 27th, 1946. We'll see how well this lesson is learned.
Meanwhile, this is Ken Carpenter. Have you been promising yourself to try Teal, the only leading dentifrice that cleans teeth without abrasives, protects teeth from ground-in gumline cavities? Today, without risking a penny, you can try Teal. Just get the special bargain package, the large 50-cent Teal and the 10-cent size, a 60-cent value, both for 39 cents. Use the small bottle. See how gently Teal's patented ingredient cleans your teeth, avoids harsh abrasive action that gradually grinds in cavities at the gumline. If after using the 10-cent bottle, you aren't completely delighted with Teal, return the large-sized bottle unopened to your dealer. He'll refund the full purchase price. The test will have cost you nothing. But remember, this offer is for a limited time only, so act now. Ask for the special Teal offer. T-E-E-L, Teal, the tangy, refreshing liquid dentifrice. And now back to the life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. When Riley found his son, Junior, playing a slot machine, he set out to prove to the boy that gambling doesn't pay. But after hitting a jackpot and then winning $750 by betting on a bad horse, Riley became convinced that he has a magic gift for picking winners. Right now, Riley is generously offering to make his fellow lodge members fabulously rich.
But I'm telling you, brother lodge brothers, I can't lose. I got the gift.
Yeah, maybe you have, Brother Riley, but why gamble the entire treasury of the BPLA?
Because if there's one organization I'd like to make rich, it's the Brooklyn Patriots of Los Angeles. Besides, fellas, I keep telling you, the way I bet, it's no gamble. It's a sure thing.
Yeah, but gambling, I don't know. My old mother brought me up never to gamble.
Go on, Muley. I seen you gambling yesterday.
That was not gambling. I was using my own deck of cards.
Well, my system is just as safe. Look at this roll I ran up from one nickel. 750 smackers.
Yeah. Okay, Brother Riley, maybe we'll go along with you. Hey, what's the sure thing you got lined up?
Well, I'm betting this whole roll that Punchy Peterson knocks out K.O. Clark in a big fight.
What?
Yeah.
Riley, you're nuts.
Why, Clark ain't never lost a fight yet.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but Punchy Peterson ain't won a bout in the last 5 years.
Yeah, I know.
That Punchy kisses the floor so often, every time the camera sees him, it puckers.
Yeah, I know that, too.
Well, then, for Pete's sake, how can you be so sure he's going to win?
I got the gift.
He's got the gift.
I can't explain it, but sometimes it even frightens me.
I don't know.
I had the same hunch with Honeysuckle. I knew it couldn't lose.
Yeah, but...
Look at this roll of greenbacks. Look at George Washington's face there. Why, if he could talk, he'd say, I gambled at Valley Forge. You gamble on Punchy Peterson. There it is, straight from the father of our country.
Hey, you know, maybe we ought to listen to George. It ain't nice to ignore your father.
Well, I don't know. Are you sure, Riley?
I personally guarantee we'll win.
You guarantee it?
Yeah.
That's good enough for me.
And you'll never regret it, boys. And bet some of your own dough, too. And tell the neighborhood about it. Get everybody in on it. We're gonna win just as sure as I got red blood in my veins.
We better win, Riley. If we don't, we're gonna see some of that red blood.
Let you go through with this crazy bet. There's still time to back out. Please, Riley.
Nah. Now, Peg, don't you worry your little head about finance. After this fight, all you'll have to worry about is whether you want your nylon stockings with mink tops or mink stockings with nylon tops.
Oh, it's bad enough losing our money, but your club's money and your friends. Oh, please don't go through with it.
Well, even if I wanted to back out, I couldn't. I already sent Junior with the dough down to Benny's to place the bet. The whole roll, $1,100 on Punchy. $750 of my dough, the rest from the club treasury and all the neighbors.
$1,100.
Yep.
Riley, if you lose, your friends will never forgive you.
Oh, no. Oh, that's the gang now. I ask him over to hear Punchy knock out K.O. Clark on the radio.
Hiya, Riley.
Hiya. Hello, Riley.
Come on right in. Make yourself at home. That's it.
Did you place the bet, Riley?
Oh, yeah. It's all set.
Riley, I hope you don't mind. I brung the widow Brannigan along. The poor old lady's very anxious. She's betting this month's pension money.
Well, the more the merrier. Sit here, Mrs. Brannigan, in the rocker. That's it.
Riley, You let that Mrs. Brannigan bet her pension money? Well, she's 80 years old, a poor widow.
Well, don't worry. With the dough she'll win on this fight, she won't be a widow much longer.
Hey, it's time, Riley. Yeah. I'm turning the radio on.
Okay, well, sit down, folks. Relax. Oh, come on, Gillis, sit down.
I can't. I'm too nervous. I bet last month's rent.
Hey, get some Coke so we can celebrate after the fight, huh?
Shh, quiet. I got it.
Okay. Good evening, folks. Here we are at the ringside, and there's a terrific crowd here tonight. The arena is jammed to the rafters.
You hear that? Punchy Peterson just entered the ring.
That was K.O. Clark who just entered the ring. And here comes his opponent, Punchy Peterson.
Hey, Riley, they're booing
him. Yeah, well, wait till it's all over. They'll poo out of the other side of their mouth.
Both men are in the center of the ring now, getting their instructions. We'll start any minute now. They're back in their corners. Yes, we're almost ready. There goes the bell. Clark comes cautiously out of his corner. And, oh, Punchy rushed out of his corner like a wild man and landed a terrific right to Clark's head.
What did I tell you, fellas? Come on, Punchy.
Clark is backing away now, but Punchy's crowding him, and there goes another right to Clark's head, and a left, and a right, and another right. Folks, we're seeing a miracle tonight. We're seeing a new Punchy Peterson, a relentless killer. Oh, Punchy just connected with a left hook to Clark's eye. I think he's closed it. Yes, he did. And now Punchy's jabbing away at Clark's other eye.
Come on, Punchy!
Clark is groggy and holding on. This is murder, folks. Sheer murder.
I told you, fellas, I got a gift.
Now Punchy's got Clark backed into a corner, and he's hitting him with everything he's got. There's a left, and a right, and a right, and another right. Punchy's cutting Clark to ribbons. Clark's other eye is closed. Now, his knees are buckling. He's stumbling around the ring, groggy and dazed. If the referee doesn't stop this slaughter, a knockout will be here any second now.
Al, it's all over. Let's go collect our dough, fellas, hey?
Dough! And there it is. A terrific uppercut to the jaw. And Punchy Peterson is down. The referee's counting over Punchy. 7, 8, 9. And the winner, K.O. Clark, by a knockout.
Anybody care for a Coke? Well, better luck next time, Gillis.
K.O. Clark, the winner. It's a cat's apostrophe. Come on, men. Let's get out of here. For good.
Hey, wait, Gillis. Look, the Widow Brannigan.
Yeah. Let's pick her up. I'll take one arm. You take the other.
Let me help, too.
Don't you touch her. Come on, Mrs. Brannigan. We'll carry you to the poorhouse.
No. No, wait. Mistakes can happen. Listen to me, fellas. Ike, Muley, Gillis, Danny. Mrs. Brannigan, listen. Oh. Saw losers. Well, Peg, why don't you say something? Go on, say it. I deserve it.
I'm not going to say anything. I think you've learned your lesson.
Yeah, I learned it. I broke the club and my friends and that poor Widow Brannigan. There ought to be a law against me. I wish I was dead. I wish I was dead.
I heard you the first time, Riley.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh. Hello, Digger.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
How are you, Digger?
Oh, I'm terribly upset. One of my customers gave me a check, and it bounced.
Well, why don't you slap a summons on him?
Oh, not this customer. He's lying low. No process server could get within 6 feet of him.
Well, I've got my own troubles, Digger. Yesterday, there was a big boxing match, and did you go?
Oh, no, no. After a hard day's work, boxing would bore me. I prefer wrestling. Ah, wrestling. The moaning and groaning of two monsters mangling each other. The frantic beating of fists on the canvas as an ear is delicately chewed. The delightful sight of a flying body shooting through the ropes and landing on a hot dog salesman. I adore mustard. It's okay.
Sure, wrestling's okay and boxing too. But I made the mistake of gambling. And I lost.
Naturally. The odds are always against you, even in the game of life. We have a poem in my circle that bears this out. And I quote, "We lay you even money when your life has just begun. But in the end, my dear old friend, we lay you 6-1.
Digger, what am I going to do? On account of me, all my friends lost money.
Oh, then you must make good their losses to the last penny. Get an extra job. Come and work for me.
For you?
I'll be glad to make an opening for you. You'll start at the bottom, and before you know it, you'll be up to your neck in your work.
No, no, thanks, Digger. I'll paid the money back some other way, but thanks anyway.
Very well. But if you change your mind, my offer is still open. I could always use a live man down at my place. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
You'll see, Peg. You'll see. I'm going to pay back every cent that everybody lost.
Oh, I'm glad. I knew you'd do the right thing, dear.
I figure I won't be finished paying off until I'm 97 years old. But it'll be worth it. From then on, I'll be able to enjoy life.
Well, we'll manage, dear. We can cut down on food and clothes.
Oh, that's terrible. My poor family's starving on account of I'm such a dope. Peg, I wouldn't blame you if you took the kids and left home forever. I'd even go with you.
Hello, Pop.
Oh, hello, Junior, my poor barefoot boy.
Pop, there's someone wants to see you. My girl.
Marilyn? Tell her to go away. I don't want to see her now.
I'm afraid you have to, Mr. Riley.
Now, listen, Marilyn.
How dare you encourage my Junior to gamble?
Now, wait, Marilyn. I'm his father.
Well, I'm his fiancé.
Fiancé?
Yes. We're getting married in 10 years. And I will not have a gambler for my husband.
Oh, now, Marilyn, it's not that bad, dear.
Mrs. Riley, I don't see how you can live with this man.
Now, just a minute, Marilyn. I don't have to listen to that kind of talk from you. See, I'm putting my fingers in my ears.
You'll just have to reform, Mr. Riley. If you don't, Junior will grow up to be the same kind of man that you are.
No, not that. Anything but not that. Don't worry, Marilyn. Losing all my friends' money taught me a lesson.
Pop, you didn't lose. Marilyn met me on the way to Benny's and she wouldn't let me place the bet.
Junior, you disobeyed my orders? You let yourself get henpecked by a chick that ain't even a hen yet? Why, it's a disgrace. Why, I didn't lose. You didn't bet? I can give the money back and my friends won't hate me.
Sure, Pop. Here's the $1,100.
What a revolting development this is.
Riley's will be back in half a minute. Now, at your dealer, special offer on Teal, the liquid dentifrice. For the large 50-cent size, you get a 10-cent bottle, a 60-cent value, both for 39 cents. If you aren't delighted with Teal, return the large Teal bottle unopened and get your money back.
Well, Pop, I guess you were right about gambling.
Yes, son, gambling don't pay. You see, all I was trying to do was teach you a lesson, and I'm certainly glad I learned it.
Yeah, and thanks for giving me the money to get Marilyn a present.
Oh, that's okay, Junior. The only thing is, Marilyn is only 12 years old, and she shouldn't talk to me like I was a baby. It's got to stop. I want her to treat me like her mental equal.
Procter & Gamble, makers of Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, invites you to be their guests next week to hear the life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. William Bendix appears by arrangement with Hal Roach and may soon be seen in Paramount's The Blue Dahlia. The Life of Riley is produced for Teal by Irving Brecker and is directed by Don Bernard. Music by Lou Kozloff. This is Ken Carpenter on behalf of Teal, inviting you to listen again next week at the same time if your community observes daylight savings time. If you're not on daylight saving time, tune in 1 hour earlier. And remember, for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley. And for lovely smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, protects teeth beautifully.
Well, they loved it there in the studio audience, and I think people continued to enjoy The Life of Riley, not just on radio, but on television with much the same cast for many years. If you enjoyed it, I hope we'll hear from you shortly as old-time radio drama continues here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Norman Gilliland with Cindy Schuster. It's 9:31 and a half or something like that, which means that We have just a little under half an hour to hear from you tonight, and we'll hope that you'll call and support this program at 1-800-383-9772, as Bernard in Cleveland has done recently. Says he enjoys old-time radio programs and listens every Sunday night. Well, thank you. And if you've been doing that, I hope you'll call too and be one of our last 15 callers to get us to a successful hour for old-time radio drama for this Sunday night, the last hour of 0607 fiscal pledging for old-time radio. Call 1-800-383-9772. What's the first thing that happens? You'll hear the phone ring back there in Pledge Central. Any second now, I hope somebody will show you how that works by calling in a pledge at 1-800-383-9772. And you will be talking to, let's see, who's back there? It looks like Todd and Elizabeth and Beverly and John are all still back there holding forth, waiting to hear from you.
And Anne. Let's not forget Anne.
Anne, yes. How could I forget Anne?
And we want to thank them for coming in on a Sunday night and taking your calls and doing their part to support Wisconsin Public Radio in this special way. 1-800-383-9772. So Norman said the first thing you do when you call in or what happens is that phone rings.
We just heard a phone ring.
Then next I'll ask you, your name, your address, real basic information so we know how to get in touch with you, and then how much you want to pledge and the way in which you'd like to get your money to us. One thing we should let you know, though, is that we do not share your name or your private information with anybody else. That information remains with us. We don't trade our contact lists. We don't sell them to anybody. All of your information is kept secure here at Wisconsin Public Radio.
Oh, thank you for that call.
1-800-383-9772. Or you can pledge silently at WPR.org. But, you know, we like to hear those phones ring. 1-800-383-9772.
And all those web pledges, you know, get us to that goal just as quickly. We need, let's see, about another 15 calls to get us to goal for this hour at the average level of $100 a call. But if you would like to call in at the $5 level or the $50 level, that's great. If you want to call in at the $120 level, we'll still make those member benefit cards available for the next 26 minutes. You get that and all the two-for-one dining. So again, briefly, the way that works is if you go to one of the 259 restaurants listed on your member benefit card, you order something, let's say, that's worth $20. Somebody with you orders something that's worth up to $20. Theirs is free. Their entree is free, my friend, and that does take a bite out of your dinner check. And at the same time, you can have the satisfaction of enjoying old-time radio drama that much more for the next 51 weeks because you'll know you have helped to make it possible. So I hope we'll hear from you with a phone call at 1-800-383-9772 or a web pledge at WPR.org.
You know, we offer a variety of programs here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This morning, if you tuned in, you probably got some financial advice from Kevin McKinley, learned a little bit about the English language with Martha Barnett and Grant Barrett, examined the media with On the Media.
Thank you for that call.
And now we're listening to old-time radio drama. Norman himself brings us a variety of old-time radio programs, from comedy like The Life of Riley to suspense and Have Gun, Will Travel, all kinds of different, I guess, genres, you could say.
Yes, I would say genres.
Of old-time radio programs here on the Ideas Network. If you appreciate it, and because you appreciate it, we ask you to call 1-800-383-9772 and show your appreciation by becoming a member of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Just 14 more calls to go, and you know what? We are going to go to part one of Strange Wills tonight, the girl from Shadowland, a stars. Well, actually, an actor that you just heard playing a double role in The Life of Riley, you know, it was Digger O'Dell. You look very natural, Riley. That guy in a different role, and the girl from Shadowland, and also Loreen Tuttle, who was one of the most charming and versatile voices in radio, also puts in a starring role in this story that takes us, well, to the Middle Ages and Egypt and the remotest past before all is said and done. Strange Wills. Be with us. call 1-800-383-9772 in these last 23 minutes of The Drive, her old-time radio drama. Boy, your calls sound great. Thanks for calling 1-800-383-9772 or going to the web at WPR.org. It means a lot.
Strange Wills. Starring the distinguished Hollywood actor Warren William and featuring Lorene Tuttle and John Brown with Howard Culver and an all-star Hollywood cast. Original music by Del Castillo. Dead men's wills are often strange. We cannot attempt to understand them or try to find the answers. We can but tell the story.
This is Warren William bringing you the story of The Girl from Shadowland. But first, a word from your announcer. The Girl from Shadowland, with Warren William as John Francis O'Connell.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This honorable probate court is now in session. Be seated, please.
You may call the first case, Mr. Clerk.
The probate case of Lucifer Nicolai, deceased.
If the court please, I would like to mention very briefly the background of this, well, unusual matter.
You may proceed, Mr. O'Connell.
Lucifer Nicolai, perhaps I should say Professor Lucifer Nicolai, deceased, left a last will and a testament, which I wish to bring to the attention of this honorable court.
Has the estate of the late professor been inventoried?
Yes, Your Honor. The entire estate is of no monetary value. It consists of a diary. The diary of Professor Lucifer Nicolai.
Perhaps the diary has sentimental value. To whom was it left?
If the court please, the deceased has no heirs, no next of kin. He left his diary, in his own words, to a world of fools and skeptics.
Have you read the diary, Mr. O'Connell?
Unfortunately, I have.
In your opinion, has it any practical value or scientific data that may prove of value to humanity?
That, Your Honor, I am not in a position to answer. This much I can say, however. Professor Lucifer Nicolai was either the greatest scientist of all time, or he succeeds Ananias as the king of liars. With the court's permission, I would like to read the diary of the late Professor Nicolai, and at the conclusion thereof, let the court determine what should be done with this only asset of the late professor's estate.
Very well. You may proceed, Mr. O'Connell.
The diary of the late professor begins on the 5th day of May, 1941. His first entry reads as follows. For the last 10 years, I have been preparing myself for this, the greatest scientific experiment the world has ever known. Man has conquered the present, pierced the future, and I, yes, I shall uncover the past. It's a scientific fact that every act that has occurred on this earth since the beginning of time has been permanently photographed on light waves. These waves, as we know, travel at the speed of 186,000 miles per second. If, then, it is possible for science to make the mind travel at a faster rate of speed, it can catch up and pass these light waves which have been present since the very creation of life. The dark ages of history shall be pierced, and man's concept of life shall be shaken unto its very foundations. For 10 years I have been experimenting with electrical impulses that will separate the mind from the body and direct it at incredible speed into the shadowland of the past. I am now ready.
This day I shall choose the shut subject for my experiment.
And how old are you, young lady?
I'm 21, sir.
You stated you are an orphan?
Yes, for as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm. Alice, your application says that you like to read, that you have a good imagination.
Oh, yes, sir, that's right. I do like to read. Oh, all sorts of books. And I like to imagine that I...
Yes, I know. You are the beautiful girl who falls in love with a hero.
Yes. Yes. But not always, Professor. Once I imagined that I visited the moon. And then, when I read 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, I was...
A whale, no doubt.
Oh, no, Professor. Oh, no. I was a mermaid. A beautiful mermaid.
Mm. Well, Alice, where I am going to send you will make all these other places seem like a trip on the subway.
Oh, Professor, I love to travel.
And you shall, too, young lady. In fact, at a speed that you never believed possible. No one ever dreamed it possible. You shall travel at the speed of almost 500,000 miles per second.
500,000 miles a second? Oh, that sounds awfully fast, Professor. I didn't know they made planes I could go that...
This won't be on a plane, Alice.
No? Why else could anyone go that fast?
You shall see, Alice. You shall see.
The next entry is dated June 12, 1941. It reads, I am ready for my first experiment into Shadowland. My home in this desolate part of the state has been transformed into an electrical workshop. Alice is calm, at ease. I have given her a sedative to rest her nerves before she takes off on her first journey. I do not want her to go too far, only back to the Middle Ages. Yes, only back to the Middle Ages.
Now, Alice, don't be frightened with all this electrical equipment. It's, it's like a spaceship, ready to take you away.
Looks scary.
Now, walk over here with me to this chair. Mm. Careful not to trip on any of the wires.
Oh, yes, Professor.
Now, sit down, please. I want to tell you what's going to happen so that you won't be frightened.
Oh?
Alice, I am going to separate your mind from your body.
Separate... my mind from my body. Oh, Professor, no.
I'm going to send your mind out into space. You're going to see things and go places that no living human being has ever been before.
Will I come back, Professor?
Oh, of course you will. In fact, really, you'll never leave this room. Only your mind will make the trip. And while you're gone, your mind will talk to me. Through your lips.
Where am I going, Professor?
You're going back to the early Middle Ages, Alice.
Back to the early Middle Ages? Well, how can I go there?
Don't worry about that. That's my job. I want you to tell me everything you see. Everything. Alice, if our experiment works, next time I shall send you back even further. Back to the glamorous days of Antony and Cleopatra.
Oh.
You shall float down the Nile in a silken barge.
Oh, I would adore seeing her. Cleopatra, the most beautiful of all women. But the thought frightens me.
Oh, don't be frightened, Alice. Please, believe me, you will be safe. Now then, if you're ready, sit back and relax.
Professor?
Yes, Alice?
This looks just like a picture of an electric chair I saw once in a newspaper. What is it?
This is known as electromagnetic radiation. We will shock the mind loose from the body and send it flying into light. These waves of light which we will pass will recreate, even down to the minutest detail, the events of the past.
But how will
I... When I shut off the dynamo, your mind will stop its journey and remain stationary on a certain light wave. According to my calculations, that light wave should be one from the Middle Ages. After you have seen and told me everything, I shall start the dynamo and bring you safely back. Do you understand?
All I know is that I'm going somewhere awfully fast.
And that wherever you go, no one of today has ever been. All right, I shall start the electricity.
Oh.
Look into my eyes, Alice. Look. Look. You're tired. So sleepy. Mm. You cannot hold your eyes open another moment. They're closing. Closing. Mm. Your head is nodding. You're asleep. Mm. Asleep. Yes, you're asleep. And ready to travel on your first journey to Shadowland. Now I press a button, and your mind, it is off on a long journey. What will happen to it? We shall soon know. Yes, we shall soon know. 1,200, 900, 700, 600. There, it's far enough. I shall stop between the years 500 and 600. Now we're ready to learn the first secret from the dark past. Speak, Alice. Speak. Where are you? What do you see? Hurry, hurry. I must bring you back soon. There's but little time.
She has long, beautiful, yellow, golden hair. Her dress is long and flowing. Her eyes are blue and smiling. She is so beautiful. So beautiful. There is a man upon a horse. A white horse. His face is covered with a visor. His body is concealed in a coat of mail. He's riding up to where she is sitting.
Seest thou well, my dearest Guinevere?
Aye, my king and master. From this hilltop I can see the jousting ground from end to end, and even more.
And even more, my queen? There's naught else but forest and glen.
Oh, I can clearly see the brave knights of the Round Table in shining armor astride their steeds. See, Arthur, beloved, how they cast their glances upward. They are anxiously waiting for their beloved king and leader to join them.
I shall join them anon.
Arthur, against whom dost thou ride this day?
Charles of Melton, a splendid knight and an able horseman. 'Tis said he is the justing champion of the Lowlands.
Then, my lord, be on guard, or my king and master may perchance find himself unhorsed.
King Arthur unhorsed? Oh, thou jokest, Guinevere. Truly, thy tongue dost wag in a manner uncontrolled. By my yellow beard, I swear that the seat of Charles of Melton will feel the greensward in the very first rush. And I shall make fair wager with thee.
Wager? What have I to wager, my lord, but the great love I bear thee?
I wager a kiss against a kiss. That ye shall hear the multitudes below cry out the name of their king in final token of victory.
A kiss against a kiss. 'Tis done, my lord. I shall accept the wager. Might I offer thee a flower from my hair in token of early victory? Wait. Here it is.
A flower plucked from hair of gold. 'Tis well. 'Tis well. Victory is now a certainty. Oh, purse thy lips, beloved. I shall return to feast upon their honey. Farewell, Guinevere.
Farewell. Arthur.
Yes, beloved?
I shall purse my lips in eager readiness, whether it be victory or defeat.
Picture is fading. I'm going tired.
Wait, Alice. I shall bring you back. Yes, I shall bring you back. But we have won, Alice. For the first time since creation, we know how to pierce the veil of Shadowland. All the secrets of the past are ours. I shall show these idiots what a mastermind can do. Yes, I shall show them.
Part 2 of The Girl from Shadowland in just a moment. But first, a brief message from your announcer.
Yep, you'd better believe it. You'll be hearing from your announcers for the next few minutes, and I hope we'll hear from you too, because we will be getting back to Strange Wills at 10 o'clock, and we have, therefore, just 9 minutes left in this show to ask you to call in and support it, as many have done, and it is really great. We actually have only, we only need three more calls to make this hour a success at the $100, $120 level right in there. You'll hear the phones ring back there in Pledge Central, and that means somebody might be getting a member benefit card at the $120 level, or in any event, supporting Wisconsin Public Radio and Old Time Radio Drama. But let's hear the phones ring and get those last three calls. You can go to the web at WPR.org just as effectively, or you can call 1-800-383-9772. We're just three calls away from our goal for this hour, and I can tell you we were a little behind in the last hour, but we're just three calls away from achieving success for that hour, kind of retrospectively. So why not, with just those six calls total in the next 8 minutes, wrap it up in grand style for Old Time Radio? And I'll tell you what, we'll have a little Name That Sound contest right now.
You might want to do it again. I was talking over you.
Well, thank you for that call. Now, you don't need to call in with your guesses, because we'll be expecting or hoping at least that you'll call in your pledge, as that person just did. But we will reveal what the sound is, sometime between 10 and 10:30. We'll get to that. Here it is again, though. All right, easy or hard, you never know. But it's relatively easy for you to call in and make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, to Old Time Radio Drama, as John in Watertown just did.
Yeah, and he said, being in the service in the 1950s, is that a five?
That's a five.
A lot of programs got broadcast on the radio. So we want to thank John for his pledge. Thank him for his service as well.
That's right.
And we also heard from Patricia in Madison. She grew up in Detroit, where these programs were produced.
We are $333 away from success for this hour. As I say, that's just about three calls at the average level of 100 or so. And if you make a call that's a $50 pledge, that's fine too. That will get us that much closer to our goal. And, you know, actually, most of the people of late calling in have been first-time callers to Old Time Radio Drama. So don't feel shy if you've never called in and supported this program. Just make the phones ring. We have just six minutes to go here before we go back to Strange Wills. So call now. Make it a success for Old Time Radio Drama. Make those phones ring at 1-800-383-9772. It's our last 6 minutes to invite you, for example, to get the member benefit card for the $120 pledge. And, you know, that's only, $10 a month for something like 24 hours of old-time radio. So that's a pretty good deal, wouldn't you say? 24 hours of old-time radio for $10. And, of course, our charming company thrown in.
Well, thank you.
That stopped you for a second, didn't it?
Well, it's worth it to me. Call 1-800-383-9772.
Thank you for that call.
Again, 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online at WPR.org, where you can also check out our pledge-o-meter. And that's when you'll see that we are about $50,000, just under $51,000 away from our overall pledge goal at the station, which is $275,000. That means we've raised about $224,000. And as soon as we get up to that $275,000 mark, we will end the pledge drive.
That's right.
So
looks like tomorrow, but we'd sure like to do our part for tonight and just get those last, five calls total to clear up success for this hour and the last hour at the same time. But we've got just within 5 minutes now to do that, and I hope you will call. This is the last time we'll be asking you for quite a while to support Old Time Radio. Thank you for that call. It's sounding like four more will do it, and we have time. If only you will call now, 1-800-383-9772. Or go to the web at WPR.org. Yes, we now just need $133 for success for this hour. And then we'll zero in. We'll have just another three more calls. We'll do it to wrap it up for the whole thing. And we have 4 minutes to do that. I hope you'll call. Remember, it takes just a couple of minutes to make the call, just a half a dozen calls, and you'll be done with the whole thing for the whole year. And you, like your radio, will have a nice glow when you listen to old-time radio drama for the next year, knowing that you've helped to make it possible. Well, we need that last $133 to call it success for this hour, and we hope that you will call in the next 4 minutes to make that happen.
1-800-383-9772. Again, the number to call. If you are a new member, well, we welcome you to Wisconsin Public Radio, and thank you so much for your pledge. If you're an existing member and you'd like to renew your membership, it's just as easy as calling in. You know, we already have your number, your name and your address in our database, so all you have to do is give us your name, and we'll have your information ready to go, and that pledge call will be even shorter than you expected. 1-800-383-9772.
Let's see if we can get three more calls. I think that's going to do it. It'll wrap things up for both hours with just 3 minutes to go, but we do have time for your call to 1-800-383-9772. Get the member card for a $120 pledge and up. So if you want to pledge $240, I think they'll actually give you two of those things, and you can have a lot of fun going out and dining at discounts, considerable discount, 2-for-1 dining at many places, more than 250 around the state. But don't let these minutes slip away from you without making that call to support old-time radio drama. We need just three more calls, and I think we'll have this whole thing wrapped up with your good help this Sunday night. 1-800-383-9772, and you will be making some radio magic here. But boy, we're just looking for that last three calls so that we can call it success, and also a web pledge at WPR.org will do it. Now we need just $108 to finish it off for this hour. That would be, you know, one member benefit card or however you want to do it. But one more call will do it for this hour, and then we will just need two or three more, and we'll have the whole thing taken care of for old-time radio for this fiscal year. But we just really, oh, thank you for that call. It's looking like, now it's looking like, yes, three more calls will do it. Whoop, just went over the top for this hour. Now we just need three more calls, maybe two, at 1-800-383-9772 or on the web at WPR.org. We've got a minute and a quarter before 10 o'clock when we go back to Strange Wills. Make it a successful night for old-time radio and for yourself by making that call to 1-800-383-9772. Let's get those phones ringing back there in Pledge Central, or of course accounts too on the web at WPR.org. We're just that close. Let's see if we can get the phones to ring just a couple of more times, and everybody will be happier when we go to bed tonight.
That's right. And again, you have all the control here. You can choose how you want to pay for your pledge. You can choose much you want to pay. There's no pressure for you to offer up more than you can afford. So call 1-800-383-9772 and talk to one of our volunteers. You can receive a bill in the mail. You can pay by credit card, or you can do electronic funds transfer. It's all up to you. We will do what works best for you. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
All right, we're going to identify our stations and in just a moment go to Strange Wills and hope to have great things to report in about the next 60 seconds as the last two calls, we hope, come in to 1-800-383-9772 or on the web at WPR.org.